everybody. Great day out there today, isn't it? Beautiful weather. It's not too hot, not too humid. It's really a wonderful day, and we can thank the Lord for that. That's His work. That's His work. You know, He does that. Don't thank the weatherman. Thank the Lord. The weatherman just tells you what the weather's going to be, and half the time he's wrong. Trust what the Lord is going to do, and the Lord never makes a mistake. So we think about good works. You know, our brother said that today we're in the topic of renewing our good works. You know, that's really a great topic. So far in this series, we have talked about renewing our spiritual strength, renewing our vision for the lost, renewing our giving, renewing our minds. Last week, our brother David talked about renewing our inward man. Every day, our inward man is renewed by the Lord, by the Holy Spirit. And today, we look at the topic of renewing our good works. Right. Now, the elders have just told us about a good work that they're doing, upgrading the resources here at the chapel. That's a good work. We're all going to benefit by that. And as you see on the screen, oh, it's on that screen. It's not on this screen. There it is. There it is. If we were on Jeopardy right now, and I said to you, for $400, things that need to be renewed. AAA card. Every year you got to renew it. My car insurance, I just renewed that last week. Don't want to tell you what that cost. There's my driver's license. Pretty good picture, isn't it? Every 4 years I got to renew that, and I got to take a test to do it. Vehicle registration, I got to renew that every year. And there's my truck inspection sticker. As you can see, I'm due for renewal within another week or so, right? Things that need to be renewed. And everything, oh, and don't forget this, magazine subscriptions, Cape Cod Life and American Rifleman. Anybody interested in Cape Cod or a Beretta A300? I can give you resources on that. If I don't renew American Rifleman, Wendy's not going to be happy. She's not going to be happy. No, actually, Cape Cod Life is her magazine. I enjoy it, too, when I read it. But American Rifleman's good, too, if you want to read it. But anyway, notice here that these are all things that need to be renewed. But every one of these comes with a price tag, a cost, a value. You know, I had to pay $75 to renew my driver's license. I had to pay, I think, $52 to renew my registration. And the magazines, they come with a cost too, a value. There's a value placed on renewal. There's a cost placed on it. You know, the Bible tells us, 2 Timothy, all those who will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. That's a cost. You want to live godly in the Lord Jesus Christ? You may very well pay a price for that. And there are millions of believers around the world that pay a price for that every day. But you can take the word godly out of that verse and say all those who will live in Christ Jesus. You know, how much of a price will I pay if I deny that I'm a believer? If I blend into the world? Maybe that's why a lot of believers choose to blend into the world, because they don't want to suffer. You know what, in a way, I don't blame him for that, but you lose out on the benefit of the renewing work that the Holy Spirit does in us. As we said, each one of these items has to be renewed on a regular basis, and they all come with a cost. But the reason that you renew them is that so you can continue the validity of them. You can continue the use of them. You can continue with the power that they provide, the resource that they provide, the benefit that they provide. And that's what the Lord does for us. In all of these different things that are renewed that we've talked about, there is a benefit for the believer in continuing in a faithful walk with the Lord. And we're told in Galatians that we should walk in the Spirit, and then we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's a benefit to the walk in the Spirit. And here we are looking at renewing our good works. In our passage today is in Titus chapter 3. So if you want to turn to Titus chapter 3 with me, and we're going to be probably in a few different passages. We're going to look at some examples if we have time. You know how I am about the time and overtime. But Titus chapter 3, beginning in verse 4. But after the kindness and love of God, our Savior toward man appeared. After the kindness and love of God, our Savior appeared to men. So it was God's love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So it all begins with the foundation of God's love. God loves me before I could love him, Scripture says, right? He loves us first. We talked about that at the Lord's Supper in a similar way. The Lord approaches us first. So he loves us first. So that's the basis for our salvation. And he sent a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to pay the price for our sin, to begin a process of renewal in everyone who will come to know Christ. So it begins with love, that God formulates his plan of salvation, and he sends his Son for that purpose. Not by works of righteousness. Now there's that word works, and we're looking at the idea of our good works. Now right away here we see a difference between our works and God's work. Not by works of righteousness which we have done. What righteousness have I done that merits salvation, that will take me from a condition of imperfection to perfection? How can I do that on my own? I can't. You know, there are a lot of good works done in the Bible. A lot of good works. Let's see. Solomon built a temple. Moses led the people out of Egypt. Ezra built another temple. Aholiab and Bezalel made all of the articles of furniture for the tabernacle. You get to the New Testament, Paul's planting churches all over the Roman Empire, traveling three times on foot all over the known world to plant churches and preach the gospel. Peter preaching the gospel to the Jews. All the disciples are out there serving, doing good works. You know, we're never actually told, when we're told to do good works, we're never specifically told what the good work is that we're supposed to do. But we can follow those examples. All the work that these men were doing were God-focused. They had God at the apex of all of it. And finally, the Lord Jesus Christ, he does the greatest work of all. He's the good shepherd who gives his life for the sheep. He goes to a cross to do a work that we could never do, so that we could gain a benefit that we could never earn. You see, all these things that I put so much effort into renewing. You know what? I'll put effort into getting to the inspection station to renew that sticker. That little sticker that goes on my windshield keeps the police from stopping me. That's how important it is. Doesn't matter the condition of my truck. As long as that sticker's on there, I'm good to go. I renew my driver's license. It doesn't say I know how to drive. It just says that I have the privilege to drive. Every one of those came with a cost. Didn't the Lord pay a great cost for our salvation in that work? But I'll put a lot of effort into every one of these things. I can't tell you what I put into getting my driver's license renewed. In fact, I got it right here. I'm going to show you something. This is my birth certificate. It's not up there. It's my birth certificate. I had to get my birth certificate replaced, amended by the state of New Jersey before I could renew my driver's license. And I'll tell you why. Because in 1965, on this version of the birth certificate, my name is spelled with a Q rather than a G. And when I went to motor vehicle, And I have renewed that license umpteenth times and taken my hazardous material endorsement test many times. They said, you can't do it. There's a misprint on your driver's license. I held my cool and I left. And I can't tell you how many steps I had to go through, hoops I had to jump through to get that birth certificate renewed. But the point here is I was willing to do it because I need that driver's license. I'm willing to pay the cost of my car insurance. I'm willing to go to the inspection station, even though when you go there, they don't charge you for that. Don't tell anyone, because that's one of the only things the state of New Jersey doesn't charge you for. But there's a cost associated with that, too. I got to go there. I got to stand in line. If my truck fails inspection, I got to pay to fix it. So there's a cost involved. If I'm willing to pay all of those prices for those works that I need to do, what's my excuse for not paying whatever price there is and doing good works for the Lord now? A greater service than any of this represents. I have also a passport. 10 years, you got to renew your passport. If I want to travel out of the country, I got to do this. It's not my passport, it's my mother's. I don't have one. But if I had a passport, if I want to travel out of the country, I got to renew it. There's a cost involved. I have also our marriage license. Wendy and I brought our marriage license. I don't have to show you that. You know there's no expiration date on it. You know that? Ever look at your marriage license? No expiration date on it. But it can be renewed. You know how you renew it? By saying, I love you, Wendy. I appreciate what you did for me. Thank you for being there for me. If I said to you, Wendy is critical of me, that would be different than saying Wendy is critical to me. So I say she's critical to me. I need her. I don't always express that. But you know what? That's a good way to renew my marriage license, by saying, Wendy is valuable to me. I hope I'm valuable to her. I hope that it's the same thing. But it doesn't expire. But there's still a cost in renewing it. You know, your birth certificate doesn't have an expiration date on it either. But every one of us has a new birth certificate in heaven. If you are in Christ, you have a birth certificate in heaven. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's your birth certificate. Born again in Jesus Christ. And all of this came at a cost. If I want to live in Christ godly, then I may very well suffer for that. All of us. So we see here that it's not by our works, but by the works of the Lord, which not that we have done, but according to his mercy, he saves us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you recall the message that we did on the offering of the red heifer, there was a tremendous amount of washing in that. Cleansing from the defilement of death. Waters of separation. You sin, you come in contact with death, you got to get the waters of separation. You must be washed. You see, the wages of sin is death. Death attaches to us. The Holy Spirit washes us in Christ, makes us perfect, clean, righteous, holy. That's his work. It's not my work. It's not your work. It's his work. Regenerating us. You know what? I was born again in 1982. I'm not the same Nick with a better haircut and a new suit of clothes. That's not me. I'm a new creation. You're a new creation. The second